this coming Monday evening, you are invited to Kendall Young Library, Webster City, to meet Darcy Malsby with a special book all about food in the state of Iowa. It's a program beginning at 5:30 that evening. Darcy joins me on the phone line. And Darcy, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. It's always a good day to talk about Iowa and food, isn't it?
It sure is. Any old time was great to talk about Iowa with the Clay County Fair just getting underway, and of course with the Iowa State Fair last month, and just any old time. But Darcy, you have a program all about Iowa food, so give us the background about how this all came to be, your book.
Yeah, so I was I'd published my first book, Calhoun County, A History of Calhoun County. I was flipping through that book one day, and I noticed there was a lot of food pictures, and I got to thinking, oh, that's interesting. I like to cook. I like to eat. And I discovered that my publisher had a series of books called The Culinary History Of. So I got the one about Kentucky and enjoyed it. I picked up one about Florida. That was fun. And I thought, I bet they have one on Iowa. So I was looking for that. And they did not have an Iowa food history book in their series. And you get advised as a writer to write the book that you would like to read. So that's what I did. I wrote The Culinary History of Iowa.
And this book, as I'm reading right here, Darcy, was published but 9 years ago in 2016. How's been the response to that?
You know, that has been my best-selling book, and I'm consistently amazed how much interest there is about that book. And I just, at the state fair this year, I was interviewed about ham balls and scotcheroos. I mean, there's just all these Iowa foods. People want to know the history, where they came from, why we eat them. And it's just one of those topics that never seems to die in interest. People are always wanting to know about why Iowans eat what they eat.
There you go. And this book covers a wide range of different topics there, Darcy, ranging anywhere from the fair. We have the Clay County Fair coming up this next week, as well as the Iowa State Fair last month. But there's a lot more to it, I believe.
There is. Sometimes people refer to that book as a cookbook, and I say, well, yes, it is packed with lots of fun Iowa food recipes, but it's really as much a storybook as anything. And so I talk about everything from why we're a meat and potato state, our ethnic heritage, our farming heritage, and how that has played into why we hang on to some of these ethnic food traditions as long as we have. And then you just talk about other quirky things that are very Iowa, like the Maid Rite. Who knew that the Maid Rite, it's almost 100 years old. It started in Muscatine in 1926. And it has become one of those kind of iconic sandwiches of the state. So we cover a lot of ground with the culinary history. And there's something for everybody, because I have found through this book and giving talks about it, everybody has an opinion about food, and everyone has an Iowa food story.
And the list goes on and on, right?
Yes, yes. If you want to start a debate, for example, and you start talking about things like strawberry jello pretzel salad, do you call it a salad or do you call it a dessert? If you're an Iowan, you sometimes call this a salad, but if you are talking to non-Iowans who now live in the state, they just roll their eyes and say, that you Iowans, all you know, something with that much whipped cream and sugar and whatnot, that is no salad, that's a dessert. And if you really want to start up a discussion, you talk about chili and cinnamon rolls.
Okay, that's the natural when it comes to these school lunch menus. Now we have school beginning now, Marcy, and chili, crackers, and cinnamon rolls, they go hand in hand in hand during that school lunch.
They do, and I grew up with this in Lake City, and I thought just every Iowa kid grew up with chili and cinnamon rolls as one of the school lunch items. And I found out that is not true, and I cannot find a pattern. I thought, well, maybe it's a Western Iowa thing. Not necessarily. It's an Iowa thing, but it's spotty even across Iowa. So at the program, you'll get to hear my theory about why I think we developed chili and cinnamon rolls. What I can tell you for sure is it's still on a fair number of school lunch menus, and kids still love it today.
fascinating. And the list goes on and on that you'll explain during your program Monday evening there at Kendall Young Library there on Wilson Avenue in Webster City.
Yes, I look forward to seeing everyone there. I invite you to come. We're going to have a good time, and I'm definitely an interactive presenter, so I welcome questions and comments and stories from the audience as we go along. So please come. We'll have a good time.
Will you have copies of the book?
I will. I'll have copies of the book for sale. I'm happy to autograph them. They make great gifts. So, yes, definitely. We'll have a fun time on Monday.
Indeed. Looking forward to that. Again, Darcy Malsby with the Culinary History of Iowa coming to Kendall Young Library this Monday evening beginning at 5:30. Darcy, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Pat. Have a great day.